Hello, welcome in this presentation about adding TPM support to OWERT. My name is Milan Zamazal and I work as a software developer at Red Hat. I participated on adding this feature and I'd like to share with you some experiences from its development. Trusted Platform Module, or simply TPM, is a piece of hardware providing some security-related functions. It can be typically used for things like managing secret keys and data and storing them into secure memory. In virtualization, it can be an emulated device serving the same purposes. Its presence is required by recent versions of Windows, but it can be also used for managing disk encryption keys or other purposes. OWERT is an open source distributed virtualization solution based on QEMU, which is an emulator of processors and other hardware, and libvirt, which manages virtual machines or simply VMs running using QEMU or other hypervisors. There are many components involved, but the two most important ones from OWERT are the OWERT engine, the central virtualization manager, and VDSM handling the hosts managed by the OWERT engine. Why to talk about TPM in OWERT? Because it is a good example of a feature that may look easier from outside than inside. You can look under the hood here and see how the feature is implemented and why some things work the way they do. I'm not going to talk about TPM itself or about how to use TPM in OWERT. The latter has already been presented at the OWERT conference last year, and you can use the link here if you are interested in it. Adding TPM to a virtual machine is easy. It can be added to the libvirt XML description of the VM using this snippet. But is it really that easy? Unfortunately, no. The nature is complex and we cannot fully understand even the purest science, which is mathematics. At least in my region, we talk about three big crises of mathematics. The first one was when Pythagoras and his companions had trouble to know what the length of the square diagonal is, because they knew only integers and their fractions. The contemporary world couldn't exist without calculus, and still, calculus was used for about 150 years without good foundations and actually understanding what infinitely small is. And today we know that any theory, including natural numbers, cannot be both consistent and complete. Either there is a claim that is both true and false, or there is a claim where we cannot decide whether it is true or false. And there may be future crises we don't know about yet. Computer practitioners work with numbers a lot, but they often deal with problems such as off by one errors, and they don't need advanced mathematics for this. So many problems can be resolved by just giving up on completeness and reducing our requirements. Does it mean we can handle software better than math? We all know the answer. This is how one of my computers welcomed me this year. It stopped working properly and I found out that all my file systems are read-only, apparently due to some bug in a hard link handling in ButterFS. As in many other cases, reboot helped, until the error has occurred again. But if you can still watch this stream, it means that software at least partially works and it's not actually that bad. So will TPM work with just this simple device definition? In some sense, yes, unless we want additional functionality, such as to be sure that the VM actually starts, retaining TPM data across VM restarts, or having a proper user interface. What can prevent the VM from starting? The first thing is that TPM requires UEFI firmware. It doesn't work with BIOS. It is not a big problem, but it must be addressed in the user interface, including all the dependencies between different options and additional considerations such as different architectures. Even with UEFI firmware, the VM won't start if software TPM emulator is not present on the host. The emulator is needed only if the VM contains a TPM device. That means QEMU and libvirt don't depend on the corresponding package directly, and we must add the given package dependency to overt VDSM. And we must guarantee that the given package is present on hosts in the given cluster. For similar purposes, we have the concept of cluster compatibility versions in overt. TPM could be used once new cluster version with this feature was introduced, and users upgraded their hosts to that cluster version. One more thing to the device definition. Here is the device definition we originally used. Can anybody spot what's wrong here? It is based on the implicit assumption that libvirt will select the best model for the given TPM device parameters. But this is not how libvirt works. Libvirt is strictly backward compatible, which is good. In this case, it selects the original old model, and we want to use the more modern model, and we must specify it manually. Okay, the VM is running with the right device, and the device is listed among other VM devices in the web user interface. But the device is different from the other devices there and needs its own icon. What's the problem with adding an icon? It requires communication with the graphic designer, explaining what we need, discussing several proposed icon versions, and so on. It's not something especially tricky, but it still requires a significant amount of work. And sometimes little isolated things to do can sit aside for a long time without getting attention. Now to the bigger problems. When a VM stops and is deleted from the host, its TPM data is deleted too. When the VM starts again, we don't have the secrets stored in TPM anymore. So we must find a mechanism for transferring the data between hosts and the central virtualization manager. It's not difficult to come with many ideas how to do it. We can use share storage for storing the data, or we can use a central database, or we can even attach the data to the XML definition of the VM. We can use events, or we can change API calls to pass the data around. The problem is that each of these ideas has its trade-offs. And it's important to select a good approach from the beginning, because once the selected solution is implemented,